interesting example around football. I mean, we do a little bit of work in football, and you know, if you think about sport as the same as any other domain in any other profession or in any other occupation, and even, you know, what you wouldn't call bullying necessarily, but harsh language, so using expletives, the way that you talk to people, it'd be totally unacceptable in any other workplace. But in sports such as football, it's perfectly fine to F and Jeff at the players, for example, and people accept that as normal, whereas actually that's not normal. You know, you'd get sacked. I'd get sacked if I spoke to people in some of the ways that we see football coaches and other coaches speaking to players. So it becomes normalized. So if you're in a sport from a young age, you kind of get used to that behavior and it's just normal. You know, everyone speaks to everyone in that fashion. But when you're outside of that industry or outside of that sport in other domains, you think, how do people accept that? That's just unacceptable behavior.
Yeah, I agree there, because there has been a time where, although I say I've never experienced it, looking back then from what you've just said, I have been under managers that at the minute with Mark, he's so much more for developing the player, not only being as our manager, but developing you. Like even at my age, once Steve's like, no, you can still get more out of you can still learn. But then the old manager at Birmingham when I was there, Marcus, he's the kind to kick a bottle in your face, throw the tactic sheets at your head, shout at you, swear
There
at you,
you
but we didn't know any better.
Right.
So we looked up to that, and that got the best out of us, and that made us the team we became, and we was the underdogs. That then all of a sudden teams was turning up at our place, thinking these lot are going to be trouble. But we didn't look at him as him being. Some of the girls did, and they didn't like it.
Were you prepared to accept it because it worked, essentially?
I work better off tough, more tough, like management like that. Like everyone, they are individuals. Some people, if the manager knows them well enough, like Mark now at Birmingham, he will know what players he can do it with, but not to the extent of what Marcus did. But if Mark, when Marcus, I was the one that he kicked the bottle in the face. That was just purely accident. He's kicked the bottle across the room and it's hit me in the face. But I had to stand up, can't turn and look at the wall. So I thought it's no good me now kicking off because for the team. But we actually respond better to that. Another girl got the tactic papers through her head and told, you're rubbish. What are you doing? Like, you know, you should be going and playing. I'm not going to repeat what he says, but it worked. And yeah.
So because it worked, you feel like it was okay. I mean,
I feel it's okay, but I know there was people in that team that was like, it's disgusting that it is not happening. But people overlooked it because the results we was getting.
Are there things that you wouldn't be prepared to accept?
Not me
You know, in
personally,
terms
but
of, you know, things that are said at half time, or, you know, the way that training happens, or, you know, are there things that you look back at and think, well, actually, maybe we shouldn't have accepted that?
Yeah, but under Marcus, yes, because looking back now, I think, oh, yeah, okay, that's probably a bit too far. But at the time, it worked. It got us results. We did well. We won things. No one questions it. If we were losing and he's doing it, then people are going to start, you know, making an issue of it. So it can go either way.
While we're on this subject, I do want to bring in something that's from we dug out from the archives last week. This is about, gosh, about the early 2000s. And we won't play the whole thing because it's about 4 minutes long. You can listen to it on the Weekend Sport Preview if you're that way inclined. But it's a bit of Billy Mims, who was the Leicester Riders head coach at a time when they'd lost 18 matches in a row. Radio Leicester went up to a game in Sheffield, they're 19th, and they are 20 points down at half time. So heading for a 19th straight defeat. Here's a little bit of what he had to say at half time.
It's embarrassing watching how bad we are defensively. It's embarrassing watching players make excuses. I'm not making any excuses. We suck right now. We are the worst team in this country right now. And I challenge every one of you in here. I'm not making excuses. I'm not hiding from it. We're bad defensively. I'm a bad defensive coach. That's why I ask him for some help.
Professor Chris Cushion, what do you make of that?
Well, it's I understand the message, and I totally get what the coach is trying to say. I just think the method of delivery is entirely unacceptable in the modern age. You don't speak to human beings in that way. It's bullying behavior. So humiliation, belittling, shouting at people, it's totally unnecessary. I don't know why. You know, it's acceptable in sport that you feel that you have to shout at people to get your message across.
But it's interesting because Rachel's saying, you know, for her, that sort of
that's
treatment
absolutely
kind of
I suspect that Rachel's played football for a long time and has become kind of accustomed to that.
There
it's
was
just
more of it when we was younger coming up, so I'm used
exactly
to that. But the younger ones coming through now with this next generation of players coming through, they're not used to it and they're not ready for it. So some of them are brought to tears where then as players, we then go pick them back up.